Well, we have a special pop-up live music guest. We don't typically have live music at this hour, but we wanted to be sure that we had a chance to do this. He's going to be playing tonight at Carnegie Lecture Hall for Calliope, the Pittsburgh Folk Music Society. We'll talk about that show in a moment or two. He also is going to be playing this coming Friday at Club Cafe in a show that is called The Calm Before the Storm. It's his third annual presentation of a show of this style, which calls attention to the artful music that comes from Ireland that is not often thought of immediately when we talk about Irish music in our country. We'll talk more about that in a moment. Right now, here's Ireland's Mark Dignam.
It was on one bright March morning I bid New Orleans adieu. Took the road to Jackson Town, my fortune to renew. Cursed all foreign money, no credit could I gain, which filled my heart with longing for the banks of the Pontchartrain. Stepped on board a railroad car beneath the morning sun, and I rode the rods till evening, and it laid me down again. All strangers, no friends to me, till a dark girl toward me came. Fell in love with that Creole girl by the lakes of Pontchartrain. I said, my pretty Creole girl, my money here is no good. And if it weren't for the alligator, sure I'd sleep out in the woods. She said, you're welcome, kind stranger, though our house, it is pretty plain. We'd never turned a stranger to the banks of the Pontchartrain. I asked her if she'd marry me. She said that could never be, for she had got a lover and he at sea. She said that she'd wait for him, and true she would remain till he returned for his Creole girl by the lakes of Pontchartrain. So fare thee well, my Creole girl, I'll ne'er see you no more, but I'll ne'er forget your kindness in the cottage by the shore. And at each social gathering, a flowing glass I will drain. Drink a health to that Creole girl by the lakes of Pontchartrain. I'll drink a health to that Creole girl by the lakes of Pontchartrain.
Mark Dignam at the Saturday Light Brigade, a good selection for Mardi Gras time, thinking about Pontchartrain. It's good to have you here. We were talking off the air, and we were looking and looking to see when the last time you were here was. And then
it turns out this is the first.
Yeah, we were astonished because I think you had been scheduled several times, and for whatever reason. I think once it was a snowstorm.
It was a snowstorm. I was stuck in my house.
Yeah. I'm just so glad that you're able to be here today. When did you come to Pittsburgh?
I'm here just about 14 years now at this stage.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
So I know you had some pretty good success in Ireland, right?
I'd been at it long enough. And you make a dent on a small island after a while.
Yeah, it's funny because you anybody who's thought of to be an overnight success, it's like, well,
oh yeah,
you
know.
Just didn't see the first
20 years,
yeah. of that. Wait, did you start playing when you were a kid? Did you grow up with music in your family?
Yeah. My mother sang around the house a lot, and there's always, I mean, that's the thing about Irish culture. There's always music everywhere, and particularly house parties and things like that, Christmas, New Year's Eve, and whatever was going on, people would sit around and literally just sing songs through the whole thing. Even if there was, you know, the parties I remember, there weren't even instruments. Just everybody would stand up and do their bit, you know, sing a song, tell a joke,
and
poem or something like that.
Family members involved as well? I mean, kids?
Yeah, everybody. Anybody that had a bit, they just went and did it.
That has to seem very strange coming to the U.S. because that doesn't happen.
It doesn't, and I'm on a mission. I'm on a mission right now to bring that back.
Yeah, it would be great if it did. I know when I've been in other countries, I've just been enchanted watching that happen.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, why can't that happen here? And I'm not sure. What the reason is, maybe it's because we're such a young country comparatively. Maybe it's because we have 130 plus channels to keep us busy.
It's true. Yeah, I have to say, I mean, I got rid of my TV. I don't do it. I sit down, I play songs, and, you know, and it is a part of Irish culture. There's definitely no doubt about it. I mean, it's probably thousands of years old. And, you know, I, for one, are for keeping it.
Now, this area, our region, has a strong Irish population.
Mm-hmm.
From the Industrial Revolution. A lot of folks in the United States, and probably elsewhere too, have misconceptions about Irish culture, I think.
Mm-hmm.
They don't necessarily know the whole story. I think most folks listening this morning are probably a little more aware than others. But what do you think the misperceptions are, or what might surprise people to know about music in particular from Ireland that they just may be astonished to learn about?
Well, I think it's like this time of year, it's almost like Irish music gets dusted off and taken out of gets taken out of a little box somewhere with a green plastic hat on it. And it's, you know, I mean, a big part of Irish culture is also the humour. We've got a lot of humour. So a lot of the humorous drinking songs get pulled out. And I think, unfortunately, it overshadows the rest of the year, where there's this whole bunch of us going around doing the nicer aspects of Irish music, the great old songs. Particularly, I gravitate towards a lot of the Dublin songs. But there's a lot of great Irish music that gets looked past at this time of year. And my idea is, I mean, imagine 4th of July going to Dublin and having everybody walking around with a cowboy hat saying, yeehaw. That's kind of how I end up feeling after St. Patrick's Day, you know. And my idea with the show I'm doing, The Calm Before the Storm, is to just interject a little bit of the reverence back in that has always existed, the poetic aspects. We pull out poems from Yeats, and we pull out, I've got some poets coming in, I've got great musicians, and I've farmed out the best of, you know, what I believe are the best of Irish music for this year. Next year we'll pick some more. But it's just to try and say, you know, here's the other side of Irish music.
And it's important to do that. And when you think about it, I don't think anybody would say, I want to perpetuate a stereotype. Hey, I'm going to get involved in perpetuating a stereotype. Mm-hmm. But that's what happens on St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah.
I mean, not to say that the joy and fun of the parade and all around it isn't, you know, also a happy thing, but
yeah,
there's
it's
a
fun.
Lot more than
it's
that.
It's fun, and that's yeah. And my thing about that is, you know, around the couple of days of St. Patrick's Day, you want to roll around on the ground and you know, laugh and drink, that's fine, that's your business. A couple of days before, come out and see a concert of Irish music. That's my thing.
Yeah. And maybe even continue to learn more about it throughout the year, too, if you end up liking
yeah.
it.
Yeah. And there is quite a movement at the moment to bolster up Irish culture. I mean, there's a few friends of mine. I know Marie Young teaches at the University of Pittsburgh, and there's a whole movement to start really pushing the Irish language in this town, something I'm involved in as well. So we're trying to attack it from all levels and you know, really make Pittsburgh a home for Irish culture and the Irish language.
Well, that's a great goal, I think. And the roots are all here to
yeah.
make that happen, too. If you're just joining us, this is Mark Dignam. Tonight he is performing at Carnegie Lecture Hall. Who's the headliner tonight?
Karen Casey.
Ah.
Fantastic singer.
Yeah, so he'll be there 7:30, I think, is the start time.
I believe so.
I'll double check on that.
Thank you. That'll help me out a lot.
And then this coming Friday at Club Cafe, it's the third annual Club Before or Calm Before the Storm at Club Cafe, or it could be at Calm Cafe at Club yeah, Before the Storm.
Calm Before the Club.
Yeah.
Whatever works, just be there.
Why don't we listen to another song? What would you like to play next, Mark?
Let me see. I'll do an old Irish language song, actually.
Nian Vienno, Shinanana Fear Shuri, Awahar Vienno, Corner Ruchlin Gajime. Dula mana bina bui dula man gela, dula mana bina bui dula man gela. Ta kyaun bui or eran dula man gela, ta ga cluas wail eran dula man merak. Dula mana bina bui dula man gela, dula mana bina bui dula man gela. Cada hug to on tira ersan dula man gela, ek shuri ledanian ersan dula man merak. Dula mana bina bui dula man gela, dula mana bina bui dula man gela. 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 Dula mana bina bui dula man gela.
That is a fun song, and you immediately wonder what's it about.
Do you know what it's about? It's about seaweed.
Is it really?
It's about seaweed. It's an old, old song from Donegal. And, you know, the myth about it is probably it's a little old lady on a hill writing about it, which is, you know, the myth about most Irish songs. So I don't really know is the answer, but I know it's about seaweed.
One thing I've always liked listening to music and languages I don't understand because it's
a good day for you today then.
Well, it's a meditative type of process because you can listen to a song like that. You can enjoy the rhythm. It's almost like the joy of a child that doesn't quite grasp language
mm-hmm.
yet, the meanings of the sounds. And you can just sort of lose yourself in them and, you know, to our ears, you're making sounds with vowels and consonants in ways we're not used to. And at least for me, I kind of can very easily lose myself in listening like that.
I think it's about our curiosity. I think it's about, you know, realizing that there's a wider world outside of our own experience. I mean, it's one of the things I adore about getting to travel. You know, I mean, I've been to all these different countries and mixed up with all these different people and musicians and languages and all that. And I just love it. I love being able to go somewhere new and hear something new in a different way.
When I've, and I have not, I'm sure I haven't traveled as much as you have, but there are probably half a dozen times I've gone to countries where English was not the predominant language. Mm-hmm. And I more or less deliberately chose to walk the streets alone, absent whatever the native language was, just to listen.
To take it in. Yeah,
yeah,
absolutely.
And it's a wonderful thing to be able to do that. I checked, by the way, you're opening at 7:30 tonight, so
great.
That's when you want to be there. 7:30.
I'm sorted. Thank you.
I'm sure tickets are still available, and student rush tickets are available, too, at Calliope House's show, which is at Carnegie Lecture Hall in Oakland tonight. That's a great place to play.
Beautiful room.
Too. And then Club Cafe, the show is Friday, this coming Friday. It's called The Calm Before the Storm, not The Storm Before the Club, or The Cafe Before the Calm.
Might be The Storm After the Club.
Yeah. We'll see. I think we should have time for one more. Before that, though, you can go to your website for more details. Is that
hit
best?
Me up on my Facebook page today, because literally, I mean, as far as I know, the club has literally 5 tickets left.
Oh, good.
And
good and bad. But
For Friday night. And so I think I have about 20-odd tickets left in my hand. So, I mean, in the next few days, they're going to go. So hit me up on my Facebook page.
So look for Mark. I'll post a link to his Facebook page on our Facebook page in just a moment or so. This radio show gets in the way of my Facebook work. But, look for him there. And any recordings out that folks should be looking for?
The new album is on the way for myself and my band, Mark Dignam and the House of Song. That's coming up now in the next couple of months, so there should be a big launch party for that. That will be The Storm After the Club.
Excellent. Well, thank you for being here.
Pleasure.
And do you want to close with one more?
Yeah. This is an old Dublin song, one of my favorites, and probably a lot of other people as well.
Our thanks to you, Mark.
Thank you.
A hungry feeling came over me stealing, and the mice were squealing round my prison cell, and the old triangle goes jingle jangle all around the banks of the Royal Canal. Yep. The screw was bawling, loudly calling, jangle all around the banks of the Royal Canal. And I wish to Jesus they'd raise me wages from 50 shillings to £2.10. Yeah, the old triangle goes jingle jangle all around the banks of the Royal Canal. And in the female prison, there are 75 women, and I wish it was with them that I did dwell. The old triangle goes jingle jangle all around the bank. Triangle goes jingle jangle all around the banks of the Royal Canal.
Mark Dignam, we need to have you back maybe closer to when the album's coming out. Thanks so much.
Thank you. Thanks very much.
And now we have birthdays.